Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Raisin Brand Podcast. My name is Aaron, and I'm a brand strategist with Pixel Labs, and I am joined by Noah today, who is our production coordinator, and we have a pretty good topic for you today. It is how to create clear messaging as a small business. So how to keep, how to make sure that when you're sharing stuff out in advertisements, content, that is making sure it's resonating with your audience, all that good stuff. So, Noah, do you want to get us started just with some general thoughts when it comes to how to create clear messaging for your small business?
Absolutely. So I think the biggest thing, because like you said, my background is in like video production and like the production side of things. Mm-hmm. I think the best part or the best thing you can do with clear like messaging in mind is to pretty much not overthink things, in my opinion. Obviously with video, there's a lot of different ways you can go with it. You can make these really, really big fancy edits, but sometimes that gets confusing for people, especially if you're trying to start up your brand. So a lot of the time, the best strategy at first is to keep it simple, but keep it nice and polished and tight. That way people can easily ingest or digest what you're trying to give them as far as your brand.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think even too, like beyond video, like even just like when you talk about it, you know,
100%, yeah.
Like it does not need to be this overarching, huge, high-level idea. I always like to I'm trying to remember how it was said, but basically the idea of, you know, somebody who's really smart knows what they're talking about, but somebody who's a genius knows what they're talking about and can say it so that anyone can understand it. Mm-hmm. So even if you're, like, into quantum physics or, like, something just totally crazy, you know, being able to kind of bring it back down to a level that majority of people can understand, I think that that's really important as well.
Kind of like a Bill Nye method of, like, kids can understand what you're saying. Mm-hmm. Everybody can understand what you're saying.
Those were the best days of high school. When Bill and I would pop on, oh my gosh, everybody chanting the theme song.
You know it.
Oh my goodness. Well, and so I think one thing that's important to consider first and foremost is the audience.
Yes. Audience is huge.
Well, and starting in, I mean, there's so many different aspects of that. There's, you know, what are the words that are commonly used? Because that kind of varies generation to generation.
100%.
No cap.
See, okay, slang, though, is something where I would say if you're starting your brand, be very cautious of that.
Ooh, good point. Like, I agree.
From that joke, let's grab some actual wisdom of, like, honestly, like, so you see, I think this is where kind of my mind goes with this. You see big brands all the time make those jokes of like they might have like the trendy people on. The biggest thing is I'm weirdly dating myself because I'm not even this old, but like the "What's Up" commercial with Budweiser. That was something you like, it was young people saying on the commercial, they all picked up their landline phones and were like, "What's up? What's up?" Like that is the whole shtick of it. And that became a greeting amongst young people during that time. But that, and that establishes the whole thing of Budweiser in that commercial, in that sense, in that little world. For young people, they're goofy. They pick up the phone and they say this weird hello to each other. And then it just kind of corresponds with that. But you would never, ever see if they were talking about the history of Budweiser or Bush, like whatever the company was. I don't even remember which beer it was. But like you never like start with like the opening of dramatic Clydesdales and then pan to the camera and go, "What's up?"
Right.
Like, that's just weird. So if you're starting your brand for the first time, you want to keep it a little bit simple and you don't want to lean too much on pop culture, in my opinion, because then you kind of alienate a potential demographic that might want to invest or enjoy whatever your product or whatever your company may be.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think too, if you try to ride out a fad for your promotion, when that thing dies, I just imagine you're going to be done too.
Yeah.
Well, and so I think the thing just the way that you stick around is by creating something that's memorable, that's easy to understand, makes sense. But that is also interesting. You know, like you do those small things to be interesting. I was also curious, do people still say the Dilly Dilly, was that one of them?
That was a big one. Yeah. Dilly Dilly. That was around the Super Bowl last year or something like that.
Yep. Oh my gosh.
And even I had a friend, his last name was Zilly. So it turned into, we'd say Zilly Zilly.
Like, that's funny.
Which is super funny. But yeah, we were all young in college, so like it made sense. It's like, but now, like if I saw him on the street, I probably wouldn't go Zilly Zilly. I'd probably address him by his name, not by the joke of the beer commercial type of thing.
That's kind of interesting. As marketers, you probably would never plan for that. Or like would never be able to guess that would happen.
It's super awesome that his name just replaced the D, spelled the exact same way too. Mm-hmm. Just replace it with a Z.
Oh my gosh.
It's awesome.
No, and I think that's a good point, though. I'm glad that I was not glad that I made that comment at first, but I'm glad that we went that direction afterwards.
I saw where you're going with it. I saw where, yeah, like there could be, yeah, some potential.
No, but I think that that is important to, well, and just all the time. You know what? It even brings me to like the social media pages. This kind of applies, but kind of not. But the ones that all they do is they post like what day of the month or year it is, and like the National Cat Day or National Taco Day.
Yeah, like, and they're like every single day technically has a holiday.
Well, and while those do get engagement, you know, I think about so this almost gets into like a conversation of vanity metrics. We could go way off.
Yeah.
You know, where you're posting, like, I've seen accounts and they're, you know, they're serious businesses, and all they do is post memes because they get the most engagement, but it doesn't tell you anything about the business.
No, and that's, I think, that goes against the whole clear idea of like your clear, concise branding, because you, like, yeah, say you're like a law firm and you just want the engagement, so you're posting memes, and someone goes in and everyone's very rigid because maybe everyone is trying to be professional because they're lawyers,
right?
But it doesn't reflect what you've seen on the social media. So when you joke around with your lawyer and they're kind of like, I want to remind you that the clock is running, like the more we joke around, the more you're gonna, like, you're going to have to pay me. And it's like, oh, this is serious. And it's like, well, yeah, you're talking to a lawyer. Like, why would you? But it's not the client's fault, because they took that time and they invested in that social media presence of sharing memes, trying to be like this fun, like, environment type of thing, to where, yeah, it's going to be weird if you don't live up to that for people.
Well, and I think sometimes, more often than not, especially when you have a large organization with a large executive team, tons of employees, there's a big disconnect 100%. Between what is shared on social media and then what the expectations are internally. Yep. So you can have that, and that's, it creates a mismatch. That's one thing that is pretty important to us, that when you're on somebody's website, when you're on their social media page, and when you walk into their business, if they have like a brick and mortar location, they all should give you a pretty similar vibe. Like, obviously social media has a little bit of a different twist, especially if you're getting onto different platforms like TikTok or something.
Yeah, it's gonna be, like, way different. You can have fun with it, but it's still, you gotta understand where to rein it in.
Right. Well, and I even think about, you know, like for TikTok, like, it can be funny, it can be kind of tongue in cheek, but if your business, like, part of it is high quality, like the video, like the elements of your business that make it into that video, even if the video is goofy, should still hold those pieces true.
100%.
Crisp, clean, beautiful, I don't know, just bunch of whatever adjectives apply to your business. But audience, keeping them in mind is very important in how they might perceive or recognize or understand your brand. But other ways to create clear messaging, and these are pretty simple practical tips. But just like, just writing it down, you know, like having some sort of, we just did a podcast about a brand deck, which is literally just like, you know, you could even make just a slideshow of, this is what I think of my brand, this is like a mission statement, like my colors, my logo, like even getting as simple as just making sure it's written down so that you you talk about it the same way each time. You know, I've even seen other folks, and even folks that help with rebrands, when they're going through that process, they have you say, like, how would you describe this to a staff member? How would you describe this to your spouse? How would you describe this to, you know, somebody else?
Yeah.
So that you write down several times, this is how we're going to talk about our brand. And then you do it over and over again, so that when you're out and about, or when your staff are out and about, they're making sure they're talking about it in the same way.
Exactly. You don't want to have, like, this weird, like you said, like, disconnect, like, amongst the, like, different people that are talking about it, of like, yeah, you go tell, like, your family about it. Oh, it's this. Like, you maybe try to class it up for your family type of thing. But then you go tell your buddies, like, on the weekend or something. You're like, oh, it's awesome. Like, oh, we got this. Like, it's super cool, like, super fresh. Right. And then it's like, yeah, I guess this weird mix-matchy thing.
Well, and so there is power in being able for each person to share it in their own words.
Yeah, but the general idea should be the same. Yeah.
Well, totally. Well, like the grand idea. I remember I was part of a campaign. This was like at the start of my career, and there was no consistency with how it was being shared. And it was to the point of, and the organization I was with was investor driven. So like you have to have investors understand what you were doing, so they would give money to fund this project. 100%. And it got to the point where, and it wasn't anybody's fault specifically, but it got to the point where people thought we were talking about totally different things.
Oh.
And so, and like I said, nobody's fault specifically, but it was just, oh, like, you did that. Like, I thought that was something different. And it's like, no, it's this. And then you're trying to, you know, because somebody might have said it correctly, but that person took it and went a different way with it in their mind. Mm-hmm. And so now you're trying to go against what they thought it was, break down those thoughts and bring it back to like, no, mm-hmm. this is what it is. And so like, that's just something to keep in mind, especially when, you know, you're selling and trying to understand what folks are thinking. But
100%. Well, I think just like you said, like writing stuff down is just an awesome thing to do in general. Like, especially when talking about your brand and stuff like that. And like, just even, like my dad was in sales and stuff like that. And mm-hmm. so he, whenever I had to do Boy Scout selling, he had me run through the pitch. So in a very similar way, I wasn't changing it every single time. It was more so I would change up little things of like, obviously if, like a kid answered the door, hello, like, is your parent or like, is there like someone I can talk to like home type of thing? Or if it was an adult, then it'd be like, oh, hello. Like I'm the, and I just go right into it. Mm-hmm. But no matter who I talked to, the general like spiel was always the same of like, this is my name. This is who I'm associated with. I'm selling this because this, like mm-hmm. to get this. And like, that was essentially like my branding or like the whole, like my mission statement of like, it, very dumbed down because it's a bunch of kids, like we're just kids selling popcorn.
But Boy Scouts was probably very intentional about putting it together.
100%. Because like you would do that to give you skills. And I've seen this among like my friends that, and I would always sell things for like even schools, like Boy Scouts aside, like whenever they do like the school stuff of like, oh, go around your neighborhood and ask people to buy a donation of this or whatever. I would always kind of do that because A, my family made me comfortable with that. They were like, oh, go talk to people. That's a good skill to mm-hmm. learn. And it was just kind of wild to see, that like how now if I tell people, like if I'm doing like a side project or even now like with work, someone's like, oh, what's Pixel Labs? I give them like the full spiel type of thing of like without even like really missing a beat type of thing. I've had people ask like, someone that didn't know, like the full like what I did at Pixel Labs, they thought it was my company the way I was describing it. They were like, oh, like, wait, like, when did you start this? I'm like, oh, I didn't. I'm like, no, I'm an employee. I'm like, oh god, no. Like, but because the branding here has been so concise and I knew it like the back of my hand, mm-hmm. I could tell that story as if it was my own,
right?
Which is like super, obviously plays into the super clear and like it's very concise. Like it's the story of how like the company came to be.
Well, and that's when people get excited. Like, exactly. As you're talking about it and they can understand it, like, they start to, it's almost like they envision themselves in your shoes. Because everybody's,
100%.
I don't think anybody, like, fully understands what everybody else does unless they've been in a position like that.
Oh, God, no. Yeah.
But if you can, especially as an employee, you know, I even think about when we do intern advertising. Mm-hmm. Like, not that it's always easy, but when we get in front of somebody and talk about what it looks like to work here, folks just get excited. Because I think that there's mm-hmm. been enough work done to make sure that it's concise and consistent and exciting so that when we have those conversations, they're not difficult. It's not mm-hmm. like you're like trying to just like reel folks in. It's just like, oh yeah, this is what we do. You know, this is why we do it. Thankfully we work with people who also, you know, have that same vibe mm-hmm. and it's a blast. And then that brings folks in. So mm-hmm.
but I say like the more clear and concise you can make just your overall statement, mm-hmm. the more it can apply, in my opinion, the more it can apply to people type of thing. Like the more it can kind of become their story or like their story can be integrated into it type of thing. Like again, with the Pixel Labs example, Zach, when he tells a story, talks about, like his experience of starting it, obviously mixed in with the whole general branding of Pixel Labs. When I tell it, it's this thing of like, oh, I joined this company as an intern and I never left mm-hmm. for the past like 3+ years. Mm-hmm. And that is obviously really intriguing to people because it's like, oh, you stuck with this one, like this is my only professional job I've had type of thing essentially after college, mm-hmm. which I think a lot of people take as like, oh wow, like something is,
it's
and it makes sense then with what I tell of like the general branding of what Pixel Labs stands for and how we operate. I feel like then the wires all connect of like, okay, there's obviously no high turnaround rate type of thing, so mm-hmm. it's like clearly it's a fun environment. People want to be there. And then they also get to enjoy what they're doing. Mm-hmm. And it makes sense for me to want to be a part of this.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think, too, there's got to be some, like, psychological study on this. But, like, there's almost, like, a certain type of magic with the way you're describing talking about it. But it's, like, it's almost like there's this sweet spot of not talking long enough to get enough information, but then over talking to where it kills any of the excitement. And I think we've done that well, where you get your pitch out. Say it's just 2 minutes is that sweet spot. I don't know what it actually is. But say you're able to get like that, everything out in 2 minutes. You know, you did a good job. They got excited. And once that 2 minutes is done, now they can then share how they interpreted it and why that's exciting for them. And it gives them, you know, just from like from your business, if you're able to advertise, talk about your business, get them excited, then they can start to tell you like, oh, yeah, actually, that does look interesting. Or, oh, I would be so interested to learn more about that. Or, oh, I want to connect with you in this way or take a next step. Because I think folks can totally over-explain.
Oh, yeah. And that's what kills it, because you don't – I've learned you don't want to answer their questions. Similar like what you were saying, that like you find that sweet spot of you just say the general like tone of your brand to get people excited, and then you then tailor the rest of the conversation to like what they ask next.
Totally.
Because then I get asked all the time, like in the same realm of like the Pixel Labs example, it's like, so – do you just do video production? Because I tell them that, oh, I'm the video producer. That's how I started, obviously. I tell them what my role is. And then I, from there, can go into, no, we go into, we do this, this, and this, and this. And they're actually paying attention to that. And they actually care about that because they asked. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like me telling them essentially, be quiet for the next 5 minutes. I'm going to tell you all the answers that I've ever been at. Like,
right.
I'm not going to tell you all the questions I've ever been asked. I'm going to answer them multiple times. And each time I'm going to answer them better.
Right. Well, and it seems like if that's the way you, in my experience, when somebody approaches it like that, it's almost out of desperation, like hoping to overdo it.
Yeah, like, oh, we also do web development. We also do photos. We also do graphic design. We can build your brand from scratch. We can do this. We can do that. It's like, whoa.
It's like, dog, I have a side project.
Like, I just need a logo. I just didn't know. You said you were in video production. Yeah, I didn't know if you guys did graphics.
And at that point, then it becomes like a... like, oh, I could never work with you. Like, it depends on who you're in front of.
Yeah, depending on small businesses especially.
Oh, yeah.
They might just want that graphic stuff. But if they're talking to me at a shoot that's for video production and they're thinking of their own stuff, and then, yeah, like I come at them with like, oh, we do all this. Like, because we do extensive stuff with clients if they want it. We can also do like very little to some degree, like depending on what they have in mind and like obviously what their budget and stuff is. But for a small business, if you come in saying, oh, we can do all of it for you, immediate thought in your head is probably going to be, I can't afford that.
Well, yeah.
Like it's going to be like, and they're going to be turned off by it, because then it's going to turn into, well, maybe a someday I can work with you guys. But it's like, no, the someday can be today. You just have to explain that well with the concise and clear model of, we can tailor the experience to you. It's just a matter of like what you need and kind of, yeah, like what everything else will like come out to.
Totally. And what I hear you saying, like, really, it just comes back down to marketing funnel basics.
Exactly.
Like your whole, okay, so say, you know, you want to lead gen or bring people to you, like every point in the process should just be interesting enough, engaging enough, and easy enough to understand to get somebody to go to the next step. Like you don't need to answer all 50 questions of the marketing funnel at the top. You know what I mean? You're talking to somebody who maybe they were a little interested, but realized like, eh, and they just want to be done. They're the
100%.
You know, out of the 1,000 people that would get at that top level, they're the 800 that are not going to take a next step.
They
might
have just been asking to be nice. Well, like, totally. And that's what sucks, is if you grab people in for the whole spiel and they're like, oh God, I guess I was just curious.
Well, and then they, you know, and this stuff's hard to measure, but it's true. But like, they might go talk to somebody else and be like, oh yeah, that guy didn't listen to me at all. And
100%.
Just talked the entire time.
Yep.
It's unfortunate. I've been in so many meetings where it's just like, it's like, it's been an hour and this guy's still talking. I've not answered a question.
It's not clear. It's not concise.
Well, and it's kind of funny, like being in marketing and in kind of sales, you know, like, and you're sitting across the, you know, like Michael Scott, like, it is so insulting when you're a good salesman and you're like having to listen to a bad salesman or something. But yeah, it's just like you get to a point where it's like, you should have asked me a question by now. You know what I mean?
Right?
Nothing but. So no, I think that that's a really good reminder for keeping your messaging clear, keeping your audience in mind. Did you have anything else or any other thoughts on this topic? We've kind of covered a lot, and I love that we actually spent time in different areas than I thought we would.
Yeah.
I think that it's been really helpful. But is there anything else you can think of as it relates to keeping your message clear?
I think kind of, yeah, just kind of what we've talked about, the whole thing of you just got to not overshare, but not undershare. It's like you got to keep it exciting enough, But then, yeah, you don't want to, if someone wants to walk away after a minute, like, let them type of thing. Mm-hmm. You shouldn't, your strategy should not be to keep someone just around for as long as possible.
No. And I think, just like what you said, like, consistency, keeping it simple, mm-hmm. that's just so important.
100%.
I can't remember who said it, but it was when I was learning a lot of the website design stuff, and it was something along the lines of, like, 90% of the time, the issue with your website isn't that it, like, needs more words or whatever. I can't remember exactly how to say it, but, like,
I think I kind of
the majority of the time, adding more words to your website is not going to fix the issue.
Yeah, like, if you're not getting enough clicks, you don't want to start adding in just more fun, like, words or fun, like, or things that describe it. Like, oh, Pixel Labs, like, creativity. And it's like, oh, we're not getting a lot of clicks on that. It's like, video production, marketing, strategy, da-da-da-da-da. It's like, if we just tell them everything, we'll just get more clicks, right? And it's like, then it just looks...
It goes back to that, like, all we're doing is getting you to the next step, because they talk about home pages. You know, some folks try to put every single thing that they do and every single everything on their homepage. It's no. Just give them enough and keep it simple so that if they want something specific, it's easy to find and they don't have to dig.
Especially in the world of, like, mobile stuff. Like, if that pops up on your phone and it's you're scrolling for half an hour, I've been on those sites, it's the worst.
No, and you can't find it. And it's, especially if it's something you need. You know what I mean? Like, if it's like a bill or something random.
It's so easily to miss, because especially if you're scrolling on your phone or something. Right. Or even on your computer, if you just, you start scrolling fast because you're like, that's not it. You get to the bottom and you're like, it's not here.
Right.
Like, it needs to be, it should be here. Like, and then you have to go back through it again and it's like, okay, I found it. It's like, that should have been a tab.
No, I know. It's like, that should have been easy to find. But
yeah.
Anyways, thank you all for joining us for this episode of The Raisin Brand. Make sure you check out our YouTube page where we have these recorded in video. But we look forward to seeing you next time. Take care, everybody.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Raisin Brand Podcast, powered by Pixel Labs. Remember to subscribe to stay up to date on all things Raisin Brand.